Hello and welcome to this one in a series of Right Risk videos on business structures. There are a number of legal organizational structures available to entrepreneurs. Today I will focus on partnerships. I am Jeff Trunell, an agricultural and business management economist with Colorado State University. Joining me are John Hewlett, a farm and ranch management specialist at the University of Wyoming, and Dr. Jay Parsons, professor and extension specialist with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. The three of us are also founding members of Right Risk. There are three basic types of business structures: sole proprietorship, partnership, and corporation. Each structure has advantages and disadvantages, different tax ramifications, alternative impacts to estate and succession plans, etc. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 86% of all organizations are sole proprietorships. Partnerships and corporations each account for 7% of the businesses. The percentage of firms being partnerships and having employees is slightly higher. There are three common forms of partnership. First, the general partnership. It is an association of two or more people who agree to carry on a business as co-owners for profit. The partnership form of enterprise has been around for many years and is familiar to most legal, accounting, and other professionals. A limited partnership is a partnership with at least one general partner and at least one limited partner. It can only be formed by filing, usually with the Secretary of State, a written document which names the partners. The biggest distinctions between general and limited partnerships has to do with management rights and the limited liability of the limited partners. A limited liability partnership is a general partnership where all partners have limited liability as to other partners' debts and liabilities. Except for a very few special provisions, it is subject to the same rules as a general partnership. I want to now provide you with a few details about these three types of partnerships. Let's begin with the general partnership. There are no particular formalities required to form a general partnership. There are no filing requirements, and the agreement to form a partnership not be in writing nor contain any particular language. In fact, it is possible to form a partnership without ever using the words partner or partnership. The management rights of partners in a general partnership should be described in the partnership agreement. Absent such, it is assumed that all partners have the authority to obligate the partnership within the normal course of business. One of the most significant drawbacks to a general partnership is that all partners have personal liability for all debts of the business. There are no entity-level taxes imposed on partnerships. Each item of income and loss is passed through to the partners, equally or in accordance with the partnership agreement. The agreement may stipulate that 1, partnership profits or losses are shared among the partners in the same manner. 2, profits may be shared differently from losses. And 3, particular items of tax income, gain, loss, or deduction will be shared differently than overall partnership business profits and losses. A partner in a general partnership is generally not entitled to transfer all of the attributes of ownership to any other person, absent the unanimous consent of all other partners. The default rule is that a partner can transfer his or her rights to profits and distributions, but not any other rights traditionally vested in partners. Additionally, partners may admit new partners by unanimous consent or by any procedures provided in the partnership agreement. Ending a general partnership has three phases: dissolution, winding up, and termination. Dissolution begins when a partner voluntarily withdraws from the partnership, such as through retirement or an intent to withdraw, or involuntarily, such as death or incapacity. A partnership that has dissolved continues to exist for the purpose of winding up its business. Termination occurs when the winding up process is completed. A limited partnership is a partnership in which there is at least one general partner and at least one business partner. It can be formed only by filing a certificate of limited partnership with the appropriate state officials. Unless the parties abide by the default rules contained in the relevant statutes, much of what the partners agree to will be contained in a partnership agreement. Management of a limited partnership is vested in the general partners. Limited partners do not have management authority. Limited partners have a benefit not possessed by general partnerships. They have limited personal liability. If, however, a limited partner takes control of the business and a third party assumes the partner is a general partner, the limited partner loses his or her limited liability to the third party. Limited partnerships are among those entities entitled to elect whether to be taxed as partnerships or corporations. Unless the partners agree otherwise, profits and losses are presumed to be allocated on the basis of the value of the contributions made by each partner. There will, however, be some differences between the way that general partnerships and limited partnerships are taxed. One of the most notable of these, from an income tax perspective, is the different ways that allocations are taxed for the purposes of self-employment taxation. A partner in any partnership is generally not entitled to transfer the attributes of ownership to any other person. These rules are similar to those of general partnerships. Dissolving a limited partnership is similar to the dissolution of other partnerships. One significant difference is that, generally, only general partners may supervise the process of dissolution, winding up, and termination. A limited liability partnership can be formed only by having a general partnership file an application with the appropriate state officials. The form is akin to the certificate of limited partnership or to articles of incorporation. A limited liability partnership generally operates like a general partnership. All partners have equal management authority unless otherwise agreed upon. Absent any agreement by the partners to the contrary, all partners share equally in the profits and losses of the business. The partners in an LLP are deemed to have a capital account equal to the value of all contributions to the business. It is the value of each partner's capital account or share of ownership that typically determines the manner in which profits and losses are shared. The primary benefit of an LLP is that partners have no personal liability for certain debts of the business. However, states are divided about the amount of protection from personal liability offered to general partners in such an enterprise. There are no entity-level taxes imposed on limited liability partnerships. Each item of income or loss is passed through to the partners equally or in accordance with the partnership agreement. If a tax-related allocation is different from the owner's interest in the partnership, specific tax rules must be followed. A partnership is generally not entitled to transfer all of the attributes of ownership to any other person, Unless the partnership agreement provides otherwise, a partner can transfer his or her right to profits and distributions, but not to any other rights traditionally vested in partners. Partners may also admit new partners by unanimous consent or by procedures provided in the partnership agreement. Dissolving a limited liability partnership is similar to the dissolution of other types of partners. A person forming a business should consider all the factors which will impact the business and help him or her reach the desired goals. Professional counsel from an attorney, certified public accountant, or other knowledgeable professionals is critical before selecting a specific structure for the business. For example, a selected business structure may impact eligibility for and payments under various USDA programs. Likewise, a selected business structure will impact the owner's estate and succession plans. Each organizational structure allows one to implement certain strategies, but the impacts of those strategies may differ. Other business arrangements such as labor sharing agreements, livestock production contracts, and strategic alliances may allow a business owner to accomplish his or her goals more effectively, with less effort, and at a lower cost. Ideally, a partnership should be documented by a written agreement. The agreement will serve as a written record of the party's actual agreement in the event of future disputes, imperfect memories, or the death of a partner. It will minimize the risk that the partners will be surprised by any default rules in existing partnership statutes. Also, a written partnership agreement will enhance communications between the partners and their families. It is especially important to have a written agreement when there is any type of limit to a partnership, such as with a limited partnership or a limited liability partnership. A general partnership has advantages and disadvantages to other forms of business structure. Advantages include that they are easy to form. Multiple owners or partners can increase the availability of contributed capital and the number of people able to manage the business and finances. Profits are taxed at personal income rates for each partner, and business losses can be used to offset personal income for tax purposes. On the other hand, being involved in a general partnership means that control and profits are shared. The partners must agree to a shared direction for the business. Another disadvantage of a general partnership is that all owners have unlimited personal liability for all debts of the partnership. Limited partnerships and limited liability partners have advantages and disadvantages over general partnerships and other organizational forms. Generally, LPs and LLPs are similar to general partnerships. They are easy to form, but must register within the state. They also provide for personal liability limitations against partnership business debts. It is important to note that only general partners are involved in the management of the business. On the other hand, being involved in any partnership means that control and profits are shared. The partners must agree to a shared direction for the business. Another disadvantage of all partnerships is that the partnership typically dissolves when any one partner wants out of the business. RightRisk has a plethora of resources available on its website. Specifically, under the Resources tab are written and other materials pertaining to organizational structures under the title Risk Concepts. You will find several four-page fact sheets describing selected organizational structures and a two-page table comparing the attributes of 7 of the most common organizational structures. In summary, there are a number of organizational structures available to business owners. Each structure has advantages and disadvantages, ramifications and impacts to both the business and to the owners. A general partnership is an association of two or more people who agree to carry on a business as co-owners for a profit. This flexible business form has several advantages and is well understood by most legal, accounting, and other professionals. Limited partnerships and limited liability partnerships are partnerships with either partners having limited authority and/or limited liability. Please look for information about organizational structures and additional educational resources at the Right Risk website. Thank you and have a great day.